This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
855-839-1210 is the number. Over at Reason.com, Ron Bailey, who's the science editor, wrote a very scathing piece really criticizing the FDA's decision to pause the J&J vaccination. He says that this decision recommending a pause in the use is a step out of abundance of caution, which they said it was based on 6 cases of a rare blood clot disorder in people who have been inoculated with the one-dose vaccine. There have been six out of 6.8 million people who've had the vaccine. The blood clot incidents all occurred in women between the ages of 18 and 48. Those odds amount to 1 in 1.13 million, which is comparable to your annual chances of being struck by lightning. 1 in 1.22 million. So think about that now. The odds of you getting the J&J vaccine and having a blood clot, 1 in 1.3 million. By comparison, a November 2020 meta-analysis in The Lancet found that more than 1 in 5 very ill hospitalized and post-mortem COVID-19 patients experience some disorder I can't really pronounce, which is blood clots in their veins. A 2010 study in the Journal of American Preventive Medicine reported that the annual incidence of thromboembolism, that's why I'm not a doctor, between the ages of 15 and 44 was about 1.5 cases per 1,000. In addition, the risk of blood clots from taking oral contraceptives is about 1 in 1,000 annually. So think about that now. The risk of taking blood clots for oral contraceptives, which is one of the most commonly used medications in America, is 1 in 1,000. The risk of a blood clot from the J&J vaccine, 1 in 1.3 million. So the question becomes, why are they doing this right now? Why is this happening so quickly? A March 2021 study in Science reports that more than 70% of new COVID-19 infections have been driven by Americans between the ages of 20 and 49. The faster the people in that age group get vaccinated, the less likely it is that other Americans who remain unvaccinated or immunocompromised will become infected. Before this pause was announced, the good news had been that COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy among Americans have been steadily dropping. They noticed that. There was people, you know, there were nervousness, and then it plunged after that. And now we're looking at this, as he says, by focusing on the not yet proven very low risk of blood clots versus the known risk of the increased misery, hospitalizations, and deaths that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would have prevented. Our overly cautious public health bureaucrats will likely cause more sickness and deaths among Americans than would otherwise have occurred. Now, I blame Fauci for this. I blame Fauci for this because Fauci was on last night with the CBS with Nora O'Donnell, and Fauci was saying, Nora, we got to be ruled by the science, and it's a 1 in a million chance, but it's still a chance. Therefore, we have to take the vaccine. Shut up with this guy. This guy, I've had it with him. I really do. Fauci said the FDA's decision to pause deployment of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is the right one because we are ruled by the science, and not any other consideration. And as my buddy from National Review, Charles C.W. Cook, writes, this is nonsense. Indeed, it's almost self-parodic nonsense. The science tells us that, as far as we know, 6 people out of 7 million people who have taken the vaccine have developed blood clots. It does not tell us what to do about this. There is no scientific answer to that question. It's a matter of judgment, of trade-offs, of consideration. One might as well say that one has come to the correct scientific conclusion as to what the speed limit should be. There is no such thing. People are still dying from COVID. Schools are still closed because of COVID. Civil society is still restricted because of COVID. What level of risk is acceptable from the J&J vaccine? And how does it compare to the risks that will flow from pausing its development, or to the risk to public confidence that such a pause would guarantee? In examining this question, different people have come to different conclusions, but one thing is for sure. Dr. Anthony Fauci does not have the only answer, and he does not have a scientific answer either. The scientific part of this equation lies in the data under consideration. What we do with it, that's something else. And here's the mistake that he says Fauci's making. The mistake that Fauci is making here is one that is endemic within American progressivism, whose most vehement and hardened seem genuinely to believe that we are divided politically because we are looking at different facts rather than drawing different conclusions from those facts. This is not true. At least it's not the primary cause of our divisions. The divisions result from the differing moral judgments that free people naturally draw and will continue to. However, many times they are told in frustration that the answers are already known. Fauci does that. He condescends people when he looks down and goes, well, the science is clear, so we have to be ruled by the science. This decision to do this, I think, is going to result in causing so much vaccine hesitancy in this country right now at a time when people were going in droves and trying to get it and waiting on lists to get it. And this knucklehead with his decision, because of six people with a 1.13 million chance of this happening. This is what happens when you let one guy run everything, and this guy is an absolute totalitarian who loves the camera and loves the spotlight and loves giving press conferences with his big seal behind him. Not the animal, but the seal and the flags behind him. He's a megalomaniac, this Fauci is what he is, a megalomaniac. And now he's become like a messiah to the left. So if you criticize him, you're criticizing science, you're anti-science. And you can't do that. Fauci's got to be revered. He has to be put on a pedestal. No one can criticize Fauci. Fauci's the man. This guy has contradicted himself so many times. His dumb ideas now that if you're vaccinated, you can't go out to dinner. Shouldn't go out to dinner? Shouldn't go to a restaurant? If you're vaccinated, this guy's going to do more to cause people in this country to not get vaccinated than any other person. Dr. Anthony Fauci, not Trump, by the way. Trump, remember, he's the guy behind Operation Warp Speed. So he put everybody to the fire to get them to get this vaccine approved. And Trump took it, as did his wife. And he's not out there questioning that. But Fauci does this all the time. And you know the reason why they do this, right? I'm telling you, I've said this before, they don't want to give up their power. They love it. They love this power they have over us. They love it. And the sooner that we're all back to normal and the sooner that guys like him have to burrow their way back into their little bureaucratic holes and we never have to hear from them again, the sooner the better. But he doesn't want to go back into his little bureaucratic hole. He wants to be on TV every day. He wants to be, then this morning, he's going to be on all the shows. He'll be on, I guarantee you, all three of the morning shows. We should monitor those shows because he's going to be on all of them. All right, Dawn, you take NBC today. I'll take ABC with the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos. Greg, okay. You want to grab CBS with Nora? No, not Nora. Gail King.
Gail King.
And the other guy. and that other person who's on that show. I forget now. My mind escapes me. Well, somebody can watch it. I don't know. This guy, Fauci, loves the frigging camera. Unbelievable, this guy. Six people got blood clots. Six out of millions who've had the shot, the J&J shot. This is ridiculous, is what this is. Ridiculous. And look, it's not even a debate about vaccines. It's a debate about a dumb call like this, a dumb judgment call by this megalomaniac. This guy should be in his office at the National Institute of Health doing his job. Whatever that job is, by the way, I don't even know. He's the highest paid bureaucrat in government, and I'm sick and tired of him. He lied about not wearing masks a year ago. He flip-flops all the time on things. One day this is safe, the next day it's not safe. Do this, don't do that. And he gives bad advice. And you know something, too, what I can't stand about this guy is the World Health Organization said you should not wear a mask when you're exercising because all of the moisture can cause bacteria, which can get people sick. And Fauci still goes out there and says, you really need to wear a mask when you're exercising. In direct contrast to what the World Health Organization says. But he doesn't care. Fauci makes the rules. It's all about Fauci. Always is. Guys like him are the problem. They're too cowardly to put their name on a ballot. So what they do is they go and they get jobs in government. And from there, they burrow themselves in. And then they reproduce. I don't mean biologically. I mean, they reproduce by training people around them to be just like them. Unaccountable bureaucrats. We can't fire Fauci. I can't fire Fauci. I can't unelect this guy. I can't go to the polls and say, I've had it with you, you're done, and vote him out. Nope. See, that's the problem with our government. Guys like Fauci, that's the problem. All these people, they're too cowardly and timid to actually face the voters and put their name on a ballot. That takes some cojones. So instead, they get all these cushy jobs. Guy makes over 400 grand a year, and they get their nice offices, and there they make policy, and they rule us. And this happens at every agency. The EPA, this guy, every agency has this problem. Because the executive branch of government has gone too strong. It's gotten too bloated. It's too big with too many agencies and departments and too many Faucis. This is a terrible, terrible decision. This is going to slow our country's recovery down big time. We were so close to getting close to normal again. And because this guy doesn't want to give up his power, we are now going to be taking a giant step backwards. This is such a dumb decision by him. I can't stand this guy. This guy now is going to slow our country's reopening down single-handedly now. This little megalomaniac, Napoleon complex, that's what it is. He's got a Napoleon complex, and I can say it because I'm not a tall man. So I'm saying it. Fauci, right? Bill, you're a short guy. Not short. You're not a tall man.
No, I'm not.
Tall people.
No.
So we can say it.
Yep.
I'm not ashamed of that. Maybe I have a Napoleon complex, too. It's very possible. I don't know. That's what Dawn's thinking right now.
I just thought it was funny when you said, I'm not a tall, the way you said tall man.
The hesitation was.
Yes.
I am not a tall American, but I identify as one. We don't have it easy, the untall.
No, we don't. Can't ride rides.
Stop.
It's not easy for our people, Bill. It's not easy.
It's not.
And I'm not saying short. I call us the untall. We're the untall Americans.
The vertically challenged is what I go with.
Vertically challenged. That's right. It's not right. Not easy. But some people like Fauci, who's vertically challenged, this guy becomes a megalomaniac and rules all of us with dumb decisions.
Talk radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.